All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall. Exclusively on All Business Media.
Hello and welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at All Business Media FM, where it's all business all the time. Today on the show, from Corona Del Mar, California, we have the owner of The Reality Is You. Check out the website at therealityisyou.com. Please join me in welcoming to the roundtable Beth Burrell. Beth, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Absolutely. I am doing fantastic, and I'm excited to learn more about The Reality Is You. What exactly goes on over there in California?
The Reality Is You is was created for people who are feeling a little lost in their life, really aren't sure what's going on, are looking for something, and they come to me to find that through Reiki, meditation, spiritual coaching.
Okay. So what are some of the more common issues or ailments you deal with that your clients may be dealing with as well?
As far as physical ailments or...
Yeah, what are some of the more common ailments or issues you see? I mean, who is your service best for?
My service is best for someone who is really looking to change their life, looking for someone who's really trying to connect. The whole aspect of it, our tagline is awakening the mind-body connection and healing the soul. A lot of people walk through life and they're asleep. You know, they aren't living to their full potential. So the people who come to me are people who are really searching to live to their full potential, whether it be relationship issues, work issues, or just really trying to reconnect with themselves.
Okay, and I see you work in a number of modalities here. What is your favorite method, your favorite therapy to administer?
You know, I have two favorite therapies, actually. One of my favorite therapies is Reiki, because that really helps somebody. It's like giving them just a really good internal energetic massage. It really balances the chakras. It loosens up any, you know, issues that they may need to work on through a Reiki session that comes up. And I also really love readings, doing psychic or intuitive readings for people.
All right, very nice. So before we do go into more detail about your modalities and your work, let me ask you about your background. Where did your journey begin? What inspired you?
My journey began at an extremely young age. When I was a little girl, I always saw energy, felt energy, worked with energy, talked to things that weren't there. I was always very connected to animals and people who were in need. It wasn't uncommon for me to be very drawn to someone who was feeling sad or who needed to be cheered up, and it was always my place to get in there and help the best I could. So just at a really young age, I always knew that this was my path to take. When I was in my 30s, I started to work with a spiritual coach, and she was a Reiki master, and she saw that I had the ability to channel energy, so she really felt that it was time to kind of take all of the gifts that I had and to shift into more of a healing type of, work.
Okay. All right, so put me in the shoes of one of your clients visiting you for the first time. How does the initial consultation work? What could they expect?
When someone comes in for the first time, we'll sit and talk for a few moments about where they are in their life, how they're feeling, what they're looking to, what their expectations are in a session. And then from there, we'll start with a small meditation to relax them. And then we'll get them on the table and a Reiki session will, take place. And messages will come up in that session. If they have any issues that they subconsciously are not aware of or that they've, kind of tucked away like we all do, those will break off if they're meant to, and they'll come up and we'll acknowledge them and talk about them. And they definitely leave feeling relaxed, at peace. Any anxiety that they've had when they came in has definitely been relieved. It's a really amazing process, and people benefit from it. I mean, it just helps in so many different areas of your life.
Okay. So someone who is, someone who's maybe dabbling with the idea of seeing a Reiki practitioner or someone else that works in energy healing, someone dabbling with the idea, what should they look for in a practitioner? How would they know that they are right for them?
Number one thing to look for is how they speak to you. If a practitioner says, "My energy," definitely turn and run the other way, because the energy channel does not belong to me. I do not take credit ownership at all for the energies that I channel. Those are divine universal energies. And that's just the number one key. Number two is definitely look at the lineage. Dr. Yusui has a specific lineage. So if you are attuned to Reiki by a Reiki master and they are in the Yusui lineage, then it will track back. And also, too, if someone has been attuned via web or long distance, I would also say that's something to look for. You really want to have someone who is knowledgeable, who has been trained properly. When you do become a Reiki practitioner, even up into becoming a Reiki master, you work with that master and you work under them, learning everything. It's not—it's really not something that you can just get attuned to and go off and start seeing people. It takes a lot of practice. You have to be very open. And it's definitely dedication and serving. You know, you are serving a higher power, helping people.
Very nice. That's some pretty sound advice there, Beth. I did want to give you an opportunity to share your contact information, because we are running out of time right now. So what is the easiest way for our listeners to reach out to you?
Definitely go to therealityisyou.com. Check out my website. They can also contact me via phone, 949-335-8063. And that's, you know, I'm also on Yelp if they would like to see any reviews. I've also got reviews on my website.
Okay. Excellent. Beth, I want to thank you one last time for joining us on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. This is the Professionals Roundtable on Business Media FM. We will be back with more interviews shortly.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall. Exclusively on All Business Media.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.